Okay, whose idea was it to go to the zoo in the middle of winter?
What a great day for the zoo.
Balky, take off the elephant nose. It was embarrassing enough at the restaurant.
Oh, come on, Kosi, lighten up. Why you don't put on your alligator nose?
The nose goes on, I go out.
Balky Bar Toco Mouse?
I'm Balky.
Could you please sign your name? With a pen.
Thank you.
What is it, Balky?
It's from me, boss.
No kidding.
Oh, what? Did the village idiot die and they sent you his hat?
Cousin, show some respect. This is the headpiece worn by the official negotiator on Meepos. No negotiating can take place without this hat. We call it the hat of 1,000 quibbles.
Oh, it's beautiful. Does it come with instructions?
Well, there's a letter.
It's from King Ferdinand. Must be important. He wrote it on his Garfield stationery. Dear Balky, a company in Chicago called Worldwide Amalgamated wants to buy 500 acres of land on the north shore of Meepos. And we want... He wants me to negotiate the sale. And they set up a meeting for tomorrow. Excuse me. I've got to start my preparations. Hey, Biggie. Yumba gonga ningi. Kongi fongi hongi bongi iki wiki. Oh, yeah. Kongi bongi. Kongi bongi. Kongi bongi. Kongi bongi.
Well, we'll just get out of your way.
Bye, Balky.
Bye, Marianne.
Good night.
Bye, Larry.
Good night. Good night. Balky.
Yes?
What are you doing?
doing the hongi bongi. It's the ritual of purification. I must be worthy to wear the hat. Also, it makes my negotiating hormones kick in. Hey, Biggie. Yumba gonga ningi. Gongi, fangi, hongi, bongi, icky, wicky, oh yeah.
Hong bongi, 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 icky, wicky, bong, 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 oh yeah.
Balking,
yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you negotiate on Mapos, what exactly is your goal?
Well, our goal is for each side to agree on a fair price and then party till we drop. Hey, Biggie.
Balking.
Yes.
Forget the hangi-bangi ritual of purification.
Of course, and I really have to kind Balking, of, you know, just
this
get into
is
it.
Not Mapos. It's America. Sit down. Balky, when Americans negotiate, they don't care about a fair price. All they care about is getting as much as they can for as little as possible. You see? Now, the very first Americans negotiated a deal with the Indians. They gave them $24 worth of beads for the island of Manhattan. And now Americans are making billions of dollars by selling the same island to the Japanese.
These beads, were they real or synthetic?
Balky, I think you're going to have to find someone to help you with American negotiating techniques.
You're right. Cousin, would you be my official negotiating advisor?
Well, I'd be honored.
There's a ceremony.
I'd rather pass on that.
It's important.
Is it necessary?
It's mandatory.
Okay, let's get the humiliation over with.
Cousin Larry Appleton, you are my official negotiating advisor.
That's it?
That's it. Got any advice?
Stathouse will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Cousin, this room is beautiful. It's even more beautiful than the room at the Holiday Inn where we went to that Amway meeting.
Don't let it throw you. And remember what I taught you last night.
Never ever accept their first offer.
Even if they offer you $50,000, you say?
$50,000? Ha! You must be joking.
Good.
Thank you.
Ooh, look at this.
Gentlemen, sorry to keep you waiting. I'm J.R. Stanhouse, Senior Executive Vice President of Worldwide Amalgamated, in charge of corporate acquisitions.
Larry Appleton, senior executive official advisor to the official head negotiator for the sovereign island nation of Mapos, in charge of a lot of important stuff.
Very pleased to meet you, Mr. Appleton.
And this is Balky Bartokomus, official negotiator for Mapos.
Mr. Bartokomus. Gentlemen, shall we get started?
Oh, no, not yet. Cousin Larry and I have to prepare the room for the negotiations.
Miss Balky says we're really necessary.
Cousin, you agreed.
Okay. Just bear with us for a moment.
Hey, Biggie. Yumba gonga ningi. Gongi, fongi, hongi, bongi, iki, wiki, oh yeah. Hongi, bongi, hongi, bongi. Hongi, bongi. This room has been cleansed. Please be seated.
Gentlemen, I trust you're familiar with the piece of land in question.
Familiar with it? When I was a boy, we used to go there every Saturday.
Yes, yes, we are, Mr. Stanhouse, and I must compliment you on your astute knowledge of valuable real estate.
Mr. Outhouse. Oh. A question. Why does your company want 500 acres on Meepos?
Audits indicate that our debt ratio is highly underleveraged. In order to avoid certain tax liabilities, we need to invest capital before the end of our fiscal year.
I know the problem well.
Well, we're prepared to pay a very fair price for the land in question. In addition, the two of you will be receiving a negotiator's fee of 10% of the total purchase price. Now, after careful examination of the land on that part of the island...
We get money?
10%. To be paid by Worldwide, of course. Now...
We get money?
Gentlemen, for the 500 acres indicated, Worldwide Amalgamated will pay to the island of Meepos $28 million.
Sold! Sold! It's a deal! Here,
you can use my pen. Here we go. Here we go. Cousin Larry can't say sold. Only the head negotiator can say sold.
Of course. I get a little excited. Go ahead, Balky. You're the head negotiator. Say sold!
As the head negotiator, I'm going to have to study it, consider it, meditate on it. I'll get back to you, say, the second Tuesday after the new moon.
I must inform you, sir, that Worldwide Amalgamated is interested in other properties, so our offer is only good till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
We are being offered 10% of $28 million if you just say yes.
Cousin, people don't pay millions of dollars for something that's worthless.
Of course they do. George Steinbrenner does it all the time.
I don't know, Cousin. I still have a funny feeling about it.
Balky, what more do you need to know? Worldwide Amalgamated is one of the nicest multinational corporations in the Fortune 500. We've read the annual reports, the press releases, the cover story on Time magazine.
I got this microfilm, but reading the tiny print is giving me a headache.
All right, Balky, let's focus here. Now, could $28 million improve the lives of the people on Meepos?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, we could build better roads.
Better roads!
New schools.
New schools!
And there has been talk of building a football stadium and luring the Raiders over.
Well, Balky, this is your chance. Meepos will have the Raiders, the Raiderettes, the silver and black.
You mean Bo knows sheep herding?
Yes. Yes, he does. So, in the morning, you'll accept this offer, and we'll get expensive haircuts.
Oh, God, then I wish I could say yes.
You can.
I can?
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't know why Worldwide wants to buy the land.
Balky, they told you why they want to buy the land. They've got a tax problem. In fact, if you'd say yes, we would have a tax problem. A big, beautiful kiss it on the mouth. $2.8 million tax problem.
Listen, I want you to calm down. You're getting a greed high again.
Why is this so hard?
Balkai bar Tokomouse?
I'm Balkai.
Could you please sign... take this pen and sign your name.
It's from worldwide. Dear Mr. Bartahumus, effective immediately, worldwide amalgamated withdraws its offer of $28 million. Further evaluation of the land in question makes it prudent.
Balky, I'm going to the window now. If you need me, I'll be on the pavement.
Take a sweater. So, effective immediately, we are raising our offer to $35 million.
$35 million? Balky, you are a genius! You held out and squeezed another $7 million out of them! Do you think it would be too much if we hired a butler?
It seems like this is an offer I can't refuse.
You can't refuse?
Can't
you
refuse.
Can't refuse? I can't refuse! What are you going to do with your share of the money?
I'll give it to the poor.
Good, they'll be taken care of. I can spend my share on myself.
Mr. Bartokomus is 20 minutes late. If he doesn't get here soon to sign those papers, I'm afraid our deal is off.
Don't worry, he'll be here any minute. He's very hot for this deal. What do you think of the new Mercedes? Becky, where have you been?
Mr. Bartokomus, we were getting worried.
I'm sorry. I had to return the documents to the archives so I wouldn't be slapped with that 10 cents a day late charge.
Mr. Bartokomus, shall we get started?
Certainly.
Mr. Appleton has the contracts. All we need is your signature.
Well, before that, there's something that I must do.
All right. This'll just take a minute. Hey, Biggie. Yumpa conga ningi. Hungi, fungi, hungi, bungi, eeky, weeky, oh yeah. Hungi, bungi, hungi, bungi, hungi, bungi, hungi, bungi, hungi, bungi, hungi, bungi,
stop, stop. You're embarrassing me. Now, sit down and listen. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful island in the South Pacific called Tamiki. And the Tamiki...
Well, Balky, here's a thought. Why don't you sign the papers first and then do story time while they're making out our checks?
Listen, I'm trying to get this story off the ground, okay? Just... The Tamikiots were very happy. And then one day, they sold part of their island to a big corporation. And the big corporation wanted to use that land to store things. What kind of things did they want to store? Well... We're not talking about things that you would store in your garage, like Christmas decorations and old National Geographics and the occasional Pez dispenser where the candy comes out of the fish head. No, they wanted to store some other kind of things. So, after a while, the palm trees started to die and the water started to smell bad and the Tamikiots started to get sick. And pretty soon, they had to move away from their beautiful island home because it wasn't beautiful anymore. What the big corporation was storing there was toxic waste. And do you know what is the name of the corporation that did this to Tamiki?
I'm feeling a little queasy. Do you have any saltines?
The name of the corporation is Seifert Incorporated.
Seifert Incorporated? Well, Balky, that's a very interesting fact, but these nice people work for a Worldwide Amalgamated, so let's sign the papers.
Worldwide Amalgamated owns Seifert Incorporated.
Bubba Sticky!
I learned this fact when I took the microfilm back to the archives, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank my official negotiating advisor, Cousin Larry, for suggesting that I show the microfilm on the machine. I'm sorry, gentlemen, we have no deal.
Good day, gentlemen. Find me another island.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
But I wanted a deal.
Come on. Just think of it this way. We saved the lives of everyone on Meepos.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. But all that money.
Of course, I know. Come on.
Hey, you're right. We did a good thing. Well, actually, you're the one who did the good thing.
I was just trying to do the best thing for me, boss.
Well, you did. I can understand why they asked you to be the official negotiator. That King Ferdinand is no fool.
Well, of course he's not. Don't be ridiculous. He just likes to wear the outfit.